It's Monday, September 22nd, 2008, and you are listening to The Apple Juice Show. Apple Juice Show is proudly sponsored by Court Cases. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please send us an email to sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello, and welcome to the 20th episode of The Apple Juice Show. I am George Graves, the host and producer of The Apple Juice Show. Find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us at info@applejuiceshow.com. In today's show, we are talking about Apple releases Mac OS X 10.5.5, Nano 4 gigabytes spotted in some places. We got a recall on the USB, the iPhone 3G USB power adapter. So we need to put out the links in the show notes for you guys to review for those. So let's go ahead and get started on our topic. And today we have the wonderful Billy Heim on the show.
I'm wonderful, George. Thanks for asking.
How did now we've been using 10.5.5 for the last couple of days that's been out. What do you have you noticed any changes in your computer or anything like that?
Not at all.
No, yeah, basically it was just bug fixes like barely. We never even noticed any. I haven't noticed any. I haven't found anything that it's changed. So, I mean, that's basically it. If you guys are having a lot of bug problems, then I would recommend updating. Some people wait a while, like we did. We waited about 3 days before we updated.
I waited 7. Well, I did a week.
Yeah, I don't know. I waited like five or six days. So that's pretty much it about 10.5.5. Billy still wants to know if you're willing to talk to him.
Not right now. We're recording.
All right. So we've also heard some news about rumors about 4 gigabyte iPod Nano, the new ones. What do you think of that?
I don't know why they made them. 8 gigs is small enough.
We were talking about it the other day about buying it.
I was extremely close, dangerously close, in fact, to buying it because I have. When's this airing?
Tomorrow.
So my birthday is tomorrow, basically. So I have birthday cards here that probably can buy me two nanos, two of the 16 gigs at least. So I was really close to buying one, just because I knew I had these cards back at home.
Yeah. So I think 4 gigs waste of money because first of all they came out with the iPhone Edge 4 gigabyte. I know people that
got it
because they were in line the day of and they got it, but. I mean, from then on, everybody was getting 8 gigabytes. 4 gigabytes is just like, Apple started out with 4 gigabytes on the first, like, iPod Nanos, and, I mean, they did well, but, I mean, as they moved on, 8 now is the main thing. They got everything Nanos 8, Touches 8, iPhones 8, so, I mean, 8 is a good number. It's a good size, 8 gigabytes. So, basically, what happened was that In some places, they just had a limited run. It was 119 Dutch, whatever it is. It was found in Dutch and it was 119 in Dutch. So I don't even know what
they're not. I don't think they're called I don't think they're Euros. I can't remember what they're called.
Hold on, let me copy
paste. But they did. Apple is expected to start selling them in Canada for $119, I think, Canadian.
I believe so. So, I mean, basically it's like $119 over here if they were selling it over here. So when they were announced, they only announced the 8 gigabytes and 16 gigabytes. And, I mean, so the 4 gigabytes was just reportedly a limited run and no further inventory will be available. So, I mean, basically they made them. And they gave them to the stores, and the stores put them out. And as soon as they everybody bought them, which probably no one would have bought any.
I would have bought one actually. That would have been the one I bought.
The 4 gigabyte one.
Oh yeah, just because it's cheaper, and 4 gigs. This is an iPod that I'm not going to use because I have an iPhone. Yeah. It would just be my quote unquote cool factor. So I would just, you know, probably put it in my car and never touch it ever again, to be completely honest.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so also, I was surprised about the other day about this recall. So basically, what it is Apple recalls iPhone 3G USB power adapters. And so, I mean, I haven't had any problems with mine. Mine's sitting right here, as Billy can see, because we're videoing right now.
Too bad nobody's watching him. No, I'm joking.
So basically, has anything happened to yours?
Yeah, mine broke. Mine had the flaw that they talked about, and I just threw it away. So there's nothing that I'm gonna get out of this.
So it's saying here, Apple has recalled an issue on the USB power adapter included on the iPhone 3G. Apple has received reports of the metal prongs breaking off of the adapter and remaining logged into power outlets, creating the risk of electrical shock. Well, that's good because my dad's an electrician, so nothing would happen. If he gets stuck in the thing, I'm not going to get electrocuted because my dad's an electrician and my dad can't.
That doesn't mean anything. You could still get shocked just by putting it in there.
Turn off the power?
Yeah, because your dad's going to turn off the power when you don't know that you're going to get shocked. I'm sure, yeah. George, what would be the point of plugging in then?
I don't know.
Your dad's going to get you killed. That's what he's going to do.
So according to the recall was included on every iPhone 3G sold in the U.S., Japan, Canada, Mexico, Colombia, El Salvador, Ecuador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Peru. The adapter was also available as a standalone accessory in those countries, as well as Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, and Panama. Users with the ultra-compact power adapter should immediately stop using them. Stop using them, people, because you can get electrocuted. Stop using them. I've stopped using mine.
Billy, no, you haven't. It's plugged into the wall now. Yeah, I stopped using mine because it's right broken. Here. Yeah, you just unplugged it. I saw you unplug it, you tard.
I unplugged it like a couple hours ago when I was using it.
He just said, I unplugged it.
I unplugged it, all right? I had it plugged in, but I wasn't using it.
So George is right. Yeah, don't use them. Call Apple. They'll send you out a new one coming October 10th.
No. You do not call Apple.
Or you do their website thing.
There will be a link for the web-based form that they put out, or you can go on October 10th to an Apple retail store, and they will have them there, and they will replace them. The ones that I've already registered online with the web-based form, they're going to send me one, and then I have to send mine back. So basically, the parts that are in this are going to pay for the shipping for both ways. But so the new one is actually going to have a little green dot
a green dot.
So if you go out in the store and you're going to buy an extra one, it doesn't have a green dot, then return it.
No, don't buy it. You don't want to buy it.
Well, they're closed. You open it. You have to open it when you buy it. You can't open it.
If you ask them to open it, they'll do it.
All right, so that's pretty much it with this thing. So today on the show, we'll be right back with the review segment. All right, we're back with the Apple Juice Show with the review segment. We've got Billy Heim on the show. Actually, let's pause that. We are reviewing today the Richard Solo iPhone iPod backup battery. Me and Billy both have received one for review, and we would like to review it on this wonderful review session of the Apple Juice Show. So, Billy, go ahead and give us your scoop on the Richard Solo.
I'll let you go first, since you've had it like the least amount of long time.
No, you've had it for more than me, so watch your review.
That's whatever. So this battery is by far the best one I've tried. Well, I have another one I haven't got a full test out of yet. And it's supposed to be promising. So the Richard Solo battery, you plug it in at the bottom of your iPhone. So, and it gives you, I've tested it to where if you get the 20% warning on your iPhone, it'll boost it back up to the 100%.
Yeah.
And that's a key for me, because today I was at work and I can't get through a work day without my iPhone dying, because when I was on break, I was just on my iPhone for, you know, 40 minutes. And then it died, you know, just being casually used, checking text messages and such. So I have to use one of these just because I can't get throughout the day without my iPhone dying on me. even if you exercise it. Even with this 2.1 update, it still isn't giving me awesome battery life. The only way is to turn off 3G.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got a new and improved Richard Solar battery. I've got two of them. So I've got one. So I've got one that was older that they said that the flaw was that when you plugged it into the wall and you plugged your you were charging the battery, you would plug your iPhone in and it wouldn't charge your iPhone at the same time. So the new one is supposed to do that, and it actually is doing that currently. So I mean, I'm grateful for that. And so I've gotten two. And actually, what's funny is that I'm going to be going to a exposition this week. Blog Orlando, it's called.
You mean expo?
Expo. It's exposition expo, same thing. And so it's called Blog Orlando, and I'll be there, and I'll be probably on my computer and on my phone, and I'll be Twittering from my phone and my computer. And by the end of the day, I bet you everybody there that has an iPhone will be dead, and I'll be like, what's wrong with your iPhone? Mine's 100% fully charged, and it'll be funny, and I'll be showing off the Richard Solo battery. So.
And then everybody else here will be like, oh, I've got one of those too.
Yeah, fine. So, my opinion, it's great. I go out to maybe a weekend and whatever, and sometimes I forget my charger, but I'm always carrying my Richard Solo. My iPhone's always dying on me sometimes. So, I mean, I come home from work and I go out.
Work being school. You know,
work
he doesn't.
Being Dredge Solutions. So.
Which is at his house, so there's not really. I'm confused.
Basically, I come home from school, and I come home and I play with my iPhone a little bit, and my iPhone's like basically on 20%. So I mean, I plug my Richard Solo in, and bam, like in 10-20 minutes.
Oh my god! I can't believe you just did that.
Bam! Just 10-20 minutes. Like emerald. So. 10-20 minutes, it's charged up and it's ready to go for on the road. I mean, Richard Solo, man, I love you, man. Your battery backup for your iPhone is amazing. So I really
well. If my review of this, which was hosted at Apple Live Show at BillyM.TV, wasn't good enough, then George just saying I love you, Richard Solo, will definitely blow mine out of the water. So yeah. I think it's the greatest battery I've used so far, just because I haven't. Tried this other one back here, but
it's the only battery I've received so far.
Yes, well, that says a lot about you then. So they've told me a couple things that they're doing with the new batteries. I don't know if they've made a press release about it, so I don't want to talk about it right now. But there's some big changes coming into them.
Great to hear, Billyheim. All right, so do you have any applications that you would like to review today?
No, not really. No, I'm joking.
There hasn't been that many apps. I mean,
I haven't found any. None really. But I guess I could pick one from my iPhone, my arsenal, my backup arsenal. So I haven't done this on the show before, but I'm using an application called Recall. I'm sure you've heard of it, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've probably gotten my thing, but I just never use it.
Wow. So. I'm dyslexic, so, and some dyslexics have awesome memories, can remember, you know, their childhood, and some can't, and I'm one of those that can't remember anything. So with Recall, you can, and I like this, it's kind of like Twitter phone, so you can speak it, you can actually say, well, let me pull it up here, and I can quote to you. It says, add by voice, so then it brings a little recorder, you record it, and it sends it to somebody. And they type it in and add it to your Recall list, and it automatically updates. It takes about 10 minutes per thing. But, you know, that's really nothing. So you can do to-dos or whenever you want to do something in notes. And, you know, so I had something scheduled today. You know, I need gas. So I put that in my to-dos, and I put it for today. And I did that just by adding my voice. So it's pretty awesome. I'm loving this one. And you can just, you know, refresh it. You do have to have an account. Let me check the website, and I can give you a link if George wants to do an application. Well, George, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. In the meantime, I'll talk about this new application that I've got.
I got it. Recall.com. Recall.com, I think. I'm checking it out. Yeah,
it is. I got it. But, all right, so I've got here, it's called Telegram Lite. And Billy, I want you to check this app out.
Oh, the light version. What is that, free?
Yeah, it's free.
I wonder.
So, Telegram Lite is basically, I mean, I don't got unlimited text, so Billy's always texting me, and I'm like, all right, we got to find a way that we can work around so Billy can stop texting me and basically message me without using text. So it's basically like a Telegram. I'm gonna say write new Telegram, and so it says I select a contact or an email, and actually it's basically a voice thing. So I'm recording this voice, and the maximum you can record is 5 seconds. What? Maximum record time has been reached for Telegram. Please download Telegram.
Yeah, I bet you the regular not light version does unlimited. That's probably why. That is bullshit.
And so we all put right. two, and we put the event, and we put the tag, and then we can send that, and we can clear. I want to cancel that. No, I don't want to save that to your graph. So basically, it's a little recording, audio recording. I'm going
$6 for the regular version.
$6 for the regular version. So. That's basically the apps we have for review on today's episode. You can find us on the web again at applejuiceshow.com. You can email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Interested in sponsoring us, you can email us sales@applejuiceshow.com. Twitter.com/DJRage, Twitter.com/BillyHeim. We will be back on the show next week talking about Blog Orlando. Thank you very much.